you a small business owner who's about to build your first website? Well, congratulations, first of all. A website is a crucial tool for any business, and it can be a little overwhelming to take on such a big project for the first time. This is Clickstarter, the Australian Digital Marketing Podcast. I'm Dante St. James. To ease those worries and get you on the right track, I've got a few answers here to some of the most commonly asked questions I've heard by small business owners who are building their very first website. The first one up is, what's the first step in building a website? Well, the first step is to come up with a plan. Think about what you want to achieve as a business. Think about who your target audience is and what ultimately the purpose is of your website. Are you looking to sell something? Are you looking to become more aware? Are you looking to share knowledge? Is it all of those things? Well, that's going to color what your website design and content's going to be about. Secondly, should I build my own website or hire a professional? Well, there are pros and cons on both sides here to building your own website and hiring a pro to do it. If you have the time and the resources to learn how to build a website, well, it can be a cost-effective option. You're going to pay a lot less if you do it yourself. But if you don't have that time or that expertise, hiring a pro can save you a lot of headache and ensure your website is of very high quality. It's always just a case of, do you want to spend the time or do you want to spend the money? Next question is, what should I include on my website? Well, the content of your website will depend heavily on your business goals and your business objectives, I suppose, just like earlier. There are a few things, though, that pretty much every small business website should include, such as your business name, your contact information, a description of your products and your service, and a call to action. And we think of call to action like a sign-up form or a contact form or a booking button, something like that. Next question is, how do I choose a domain name and a hosting provider? Well, if you're using something like Wix, Squarespace, any of those, the hosting is already done for you, but you're still going to need a domain name. Now, some of those hosted programs, they do allow you to have a domain name that they will register for you, but ultimately, a domain name and hosting provider is something you will come across if you need to have, say, a WordPress website. So the domain name is your website's address. It's important to choose one that's easy to remember, but still is clearly representing your business. As for the web hosting, there's a ton of options out there. So do some research and choose a provider that meets your needs and budget. Within Australia, I would say SiteGround and Ventura IP are the two favorites that I use. I use them myself. They are not the cheapest, but they're also not super expensive, but they're super reliable and very fast for page loads. Next one is, how do I drive traffic to my website? The golden question, how do we get people to actually see this great new website that you built? Well, there are many ways to drive traffic to your website that include SEO or search engine optimization. That's making things easier for Google to index. There's social media marketing, where you promote things on your socials and lead people back to your website. And then there's paid advertising on different programs as well, whether it's Google, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, wherever, YouTube even. So building a website, I get it, it can seem a little daunting, but by answering these really common questions and doing a bit of research, you'll be well on your way to creating a successful online presence for your small business. That's it for today. You can explore over 250 free guides on everything to do with digital marketing at clickstarter.com.au. For now, it's time to get back to helping your small business to get known, get found, and stay known.